Okay, this is a really exciting episode because I just absolutely adore this. So, if you follow me on Instagram, you know, my hit life, MYHIT, you know how to spell life, all one word. You will know since from, I think, July last year, I have been listened, that is shocking. I've been listened to Brooke Castile, the Life Coach School, every single day, and I adore her. So I'm part of a life self-coaching scholars. It's quite a lot a month. It's like £250 a month, and I pay that because it's damn worth it. And so I pay that every month, and I've gone into the school with one problem that I want to solve. I want to believe that I can do the Titan Games. Just because you sign up for something doesn't mean you believe you do it. That's usually the hardest part of it, everything, okay? So one of the episodes, if you want to listen to the really full, her full one, it's not that long. I think it's like 30 minutes. It's called Obstacle Thoughts. Go check that out. But like, well, basically everything that I do, right? I take in lots and lots of hours of information, and I will summarize it down to you in a quick 1 or 2 minutes. But you know, if I recommend our podcast as well, so if you really want to go into it a lot more, then go check it out, because obviously I'm not a life coach, I'm just not, but I can tell you what works for me and why it's so amazing, you know. So let's talk about obstacle thoughts. Obstacle thoughts are absolutely fucking fantastic because you've got get a pen and paper, right? When you do this, you need a pen and paper. You don't go into your head. Your head created that problem. Your head is just so full of overwhelm. It's like, whoa, whoa, that is a big goal. I don't even believe in this goal. Why are we even thinking about this goal? So don't do that. Don't go into your head. Right. Get a piece of paper, right? So for example, I'll get out my obstacle thought. Let's see if we got it here. Sorry, I'm just flicking through my long journal. Sorry, it's, since doing these obstacle thoughts, you wouldn't believe like how much I've gone through it. So since I've listened to that episode, I've repeated these obstacle thoughts 3 days in a row. So I'm just doing the same task. So my obstacle thought, I'm too heavy, because I actually gained like 6 pounds of weight, and the solution was it lose 2 pounds per week. I checked with my friend who does fitness competitive. He said 2 weeks, 2 pounds per week is sustainable, and I checked with my coach and how they felt about that. Obviously, you want to be 2 pounds consistent, you know, the first week is all, you know, wherever. Okay, what if I lose my strength? You know, when I'm losing this weight, that was an obstacle for. I'm like, track strength and weight. So I'm just gonna track all my weights. And then it's like, I'm not strong enough. And I wrote, go all in, 70 kg, baby. Which is hilarious because that's 70 kg I absolutely fucking smashed into the floor the other day, 75. And my coach was like, let's do 80 sumo deadlifts. I know. I know. Sorry. It was a fucking good moment, man. Honestly, the level of excitement. You don't understand. Everyone needs to feel what I felt the other day. That moment where you've done something you fucking hated. And not even hated, but you just sucked at. And you stayed at it for about 10 weeks. And then you get that boom breakthrough moment. It is like Christmas and you've created it. People, honestly, do something you suck at. Keep at it. And then when you have that moment, oh, it's the most biggest joy you will ever feel. You'll be so happy. You'll feel like a kid that when someone comes up to you, you've got to stop yourself from screaming in their face because you're just so happy with yourself. Please try and experience that, okay? I don't know how. You know, I don't know how to get ready. I don't know how to do these pull-ups. I was like, get the correct coaches, which I've done. I don't believe, smash your mindset. So that's what I'm doing every day. 2 hours, like boom, smashing in. My shoulder, I was like yoga and a massage, but I do mobility. Now I realize yoga is actually a bit too much. Sometimes you need stability, not too much mobility. So yeah. And it's like, before you know it, your obstacle thoughts, they are the stepping stones to your goal. Write them all the fuck down. And then without it, realizing, as soon as it's on paper, you're like, oh, okay. Oh, I'm too heavy. Oh, well, I can do this. You know, or I don't believe, well, I can do this. And like, so when you put it on paper, you go into solution mode. I'm sorry this podcast is a bit long, but I hope it really helped. I can't explain the importance of this enough. To me, it was just a mental breakthrough. I hope you can hear that hallelujah in the background, because honestly, it just explains my mood on obstacle thoughts. Okay, on that note, have a brilliant day.